There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke! Luke's crazy!
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke!
Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hey everybody, welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I am Brian, that is Luke. You are listening to us live in Madison on WTTN 1580 AM and 92.7 FM in Madison as well.
Yeah, and always streaming live at the Devil Radio app. Go wherever apps are found and you can download them, Brian. Happy Monday, man.
Happy Monday. People have told me that the day after Halloween should be, because the kids have an in-service day this week, why not make it the day after Halloween? I'm sure the teachers would be very, very pleased about that.
Yeah, you're telling me the day after the sugar crash isn't already the in-service day? Come on.
Oh my goodness, why wouldn't you already do that? Please just do that. Also, by the way, I found that I've been around, you know, I've lived a lot of different places. I've been to different towns. I've lived in places for years, you know. And no place does Halloween quite like Wisconsin does. Now, I know that Wisconsin has 11 of the 20th drunken cities in America, right? But I am so. All right. So first things first, my daughter is 9, right? So she's like in the height of her trick or treat.
I would say that's peak. She's having like a field day.
She is in heaven right now.
Yeah.
And all of her friends are there, and she's got friends in different neighborhoods and granny in different neighborhoods. And she basically covered the entire weekend trick or treating every single night, sometimes three places in one night. She was full by the time she got down a cul-de-sac, man. There was places handing out full-size candy bars. And so I stayed and manned the station, you know, with the guys and we built a fire and did fire.
Home base. Big manly man fire.
And we sent the ladies out with the kids. I mean, that's just how it worked out. It's not like I have a... There's no gender assignment there. It's just how it worked out.
Yeah.
Point is... What I'm trying to get to is by the time she got around the cul-de-sac, Amy had done 15 shots. And I'm not making that up. Like, she came back after.
Did she need to be pulled in the cart? You know how a lot of the families go out with one of the wagons? Was Amy in need of a wagon?
It was like there were some. They were like, moms came back and they were just, like, they had a look in their eye.
Like, they're like, wow. We finally found the right house.
Yeah. So that, I mean, way to go, Wisconsin. You guys represented every neighborhood I went to, did a really good job. And I think a lot of it is, you know, post-COVID, a lot of people are vaccinated. They're feeling a little bit more. I mean, I still saw some candy shoots, but it really looked like E.T. out there.
Wow.
You know, like there was throngs of kids. As Crudy would say, the streets were swarming with kids. It was amazing. But so I found myself, right?
Yeah.
And I'm running around. I'm having a beer here or there because, you know, I'm driving because Amy ain't driving.
Right.
At this point.
You guys have to be taking the wagons home otherwise.
Well, no, she just has very bad night vision. That's the issue.
Gotcha.
Halloween
night vision is really bad.
Uh-huh. So, anyway, I found myself at a place sitting down next to a friend of a friend and, you know, a person that I've known for a little bit and I respect as another human being, you know, don't know her really well, whatever, but came up that I work at a radio station. I do politics and stuff. And of course she wants to talk politics a little bit. And I'm like, no, okay.
Today's my off day. Please.
Well,
no.
Yeah. Which, you know, you get into it all week long and you know, for mental health, you need to not think about it for the weekend. Right. So I'm sitting there and we're talking and we're going back and forth and I'm like, hey, you know, okay, what's going on with you? And she starts telling me, you know, I don't really know about politics. That's why I don't really pay attention to it. I don't really know what's going on. So I listen to my brother who tells me what's really going on because I don't trust the media and I don't trust this and I don't trust that. Now, this person's a nurse and I don't think she's not an idiot. Like, I've talked to her. She doesn't sound stupid, but she is willfully uninformed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? She doesn't trust anywhere that she's gone, so she doesn't know anything, but that doesn't mean that, like, she's not stupid at all. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not
trying
to call her stupid.
She's probably an excellent nurse. I would assume, though, that if she's just not interested in current, like, there's just people like that out there, Brian, that aren't interested in.
I mean,
in,
for example, like, I don't know anything about pop culture right now. I know stuff about a couple of years ago, but nothing right now. You put a lineup in front of me, I couldn't name you, you know, top five artists in a lineup right now.
Yeah.
But that's because I'm in this politics all day, and, you know, people are specialized so much. A lot of times you don't have time. You want to go back home and just turn your face off.
Right.
You know, but my point is that she doesn't have a source for information other than her brother. So she's got some, and she goes, I voted for Trump because of a recommendation from him, because I wasn't going to vote for Hillary after what he told me. And I'm like, okay, cool. I don't want to open that situation up, but I wanted to take that into this week, really, because we got to talk to these folks, because they're not idiots, they're not jerks. This person wants to, you know, live her life, and she's got family and she's got kids and she's a smart lady, she's vaccinated and all that type of stuff, but, you know, she just doesn't know what's going on. And there are really important things to get to, one of which is climate change.
Yeah.
Someone's going to have to sit down and talk to her about climate change, and there's no Walter Cronkite now, so who's it going to be? Is her brother going to sit down and talk about climate change to her? Where are you going to get the information from? And I think we need to talk to that. We're gonna get into climate change real deep right now, but let's get into some headlines and see how would we talk to these people about this type of stuff.
Yeah,
Luke's got a couple things that are going on.
Yeah, so we got a handful of things. Today is November 1st. Happy November, everyone. We are in the 11th month of the year. And so today is, yesterday was Halloween, but today is Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. So happy Day of the Dead for everybody that's celebrating. It's a pretty big holiday in lots of areas, especially I know there are a ton of people in Milwaukee that celebrate. And
yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a very important holiday. And we just want to give recognition to that. And also today kicks off Native American Heritage Month, Brian.
Awesome.
So that was one that I did not know of. I found it out today and I was like, wow, I did not know November was Native American Heritage Month. And so I'd like to share that with the listening audience, because it's super important that we know about the culture and the tribes that were here on this land before we as Wisconsinites now claim it. And so I think it's really important to know that November is that. So I'm going to be trying to get more information about what's going on in Wisconsin with Native American Heritage Month as well. And kind of a news update on that regard is, over the weekend, a federal judge declined to put forward temporary relief in an injunction of a federal lawsuit that the six Ojibwa Wisconsin tribes have brought forward to attempt to stop federally the wolf hunt that is scheduled to begin on Sunday, November 6th. So there was no relief given in that federal lawsuit, but part of the reason why is because a Dane County Circuit judge back on October 22nd decided to then put in state court here in Wisconsin, not the federal courts, the Dane County District Court judge put the quota for the wolf hunt down to zero until figuring out what is going to go on, because apparently over the last 10 years, the state has not put formal guidance on what the ramifications or what the restrictions and regulations are on a wolf hunt. And so without those restrictions actually codified in law, that Dane County Circuit judge said that there should not be a second wolf hunt this year, since we held one kind of haphazardly back in February.
They broke their quota like within a day.
Yeah, they exceeded the quota by 99 wolves. And so
you got to think of practically how that works. You know, you got hunters all over the place. Are they all talking to each other? Hey, I got one. You know, you don't really tabulate the numbers for another day or two. And they're all remote in different locations. So it's hard to get to. So you need to have some sort of real-time tracking system, at least, if you're going to do something, and do something safely. You got to do it safely, probably not at all. How about that?
Yeah, well, the state is divided up. Excuse me, it's Monday. The state's divided up into several different wolf management zones, and I think every single zone for that February hunt exceeded the quotas that they were set for. So the state blew past it. Hunters killed 99 more wolves than the state licensed, and so the Ojibwe tribes, the six tribes here in Wisconsin, have that federal lawsuit.
That's the ones that they've reported. How many times did they come across a den, and you know?
Yeah, I don't even want to get into those numbers. I can't imagine. So, but the federal lawsuit is still working its way through the court. There's no temporary injunction relieved to prevent the wolf hunt federally, but it is right now in state court halted. So that's the update that I wanted to share with the Ojibwe tribes and Native American Heritage Month kicking off here in Wisconsin for the month of November.
Perhaps we should start, you know, recognizing Native cultures at least this month by bringing up the idea of, you know, if you're going to go and cull something from, you know, nature, maybe replace it in some way or account for it in the way, you know, like if you're going to take a tree, plant a tree, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Some sort of circle of life so that you're maybe benefiting from it. As people, we're going to do that. We're going to churn up this environment. If you're going to have progress and things like that, it takes, you know, a lot of rock to make buildings. It takes a lot of steel to make buildings and copper and things like that. But you got to figure out a way to do it safely and do it without, you know, hurting the nature around you. And especially in Wisconsin, where there's fresh water everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, we have an island right now that can't drink the water around it.
Yeah, French Island's still dealing with bottled water. So, but yeah, Brian, I'm holding down the fort here for Dueling Tangents in the Madison Bunker, or excuse me, the Madison Broadcast Studios, but you are in Bunker 3.0. We'll get into a little bit of that in the show as well on what's going on.
I'm there because my transmission decided to, I'm older and I'm a transmission and it doesn't work so good. So I'm getting my car dragged around.
Yeah, so you're going to get your car dragged around, and we're going to hold down the fort here for Devil Radio Team. You are listening to Dueling Tangents. If you'd like to join us and share your tangent from over the weekend or kicking off November, give us a call at 844-967-2789. And we're going to dive a little bit deeper into this climate discussion and how to talk about a pretty big complex issue coming up. So stay tuned.